Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey folks, tune in to WBN 930 and the Wolf Buffalo on Thursday, December 11th. That's this Thursday from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. for the SPCA Serving Erie County Radiothon presented by Trocare College. Do your part to help raise money for over 12,000 animals being served by the SPCA each year and give them a chance at a healthy, happy life. This year, adoption fees for pets 6 months and older are half off. A big thanks to Picasso's Pizza and Paula's Donuts for fueling our volunteers this year. Sal Capaccio back here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Victory Monday on WGR. We'll hit the phone lines back up again. Let's go to Abraham, who's in Syracuse. Hi, Abraham.
Hey, Sal. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Hey, so I heard you talking with Jeremy about head injuries a little bit last hour.
Yeah.
I wasn't actually able to watch the Bills game, so I don't know if there was a play in that game you were talking about. But In the Sunday night game, somebody got clotheslined pretty bad. He actually looked like he flipped over.
Well, let me tell you what happened so everybody understands, because it's been a big talking point this morning. During the game yesterday, second quarter, the Bengals threw a ball on the sidelines to T. Higgins. He went up really high to catch it. He actually caught the ball, but he landed out of bounds, and he hit his head really violently against the turf. And T. Higgins had just come out of concussion protocol last week. He missed a game because of a concussion. He lay on the turf for a moment. He sat up, and he didn't stand up. Yeah, he sat up, and he pointed to his head. And then the trainers came over, and they talked with him. They walked him off the field. He went into the tent with presumably the independent neurologist, and they actually cleared him to come back in the game later. And then later, he again hit his head in the turf, and he went off the field, and he still went back in the game, and that's why we're talking about it.
I see. Okay, so that wasn't actually a player collision in that instance.
No.
Well, I guess what I had to say was I play rugby a little bit, and then I've been following it since. And I know they have a rule, actually, that no wrap tackles are not allowed. It's actually a yellow or a red card for no wrap tackle. And I didn't know the whole T. Higgins story from last night, but as far as, the big hits on punt returns or when a receiver's catching the ball and getting blindsided or something like that, I think football taking a no-wrap tackles out of the game would go a long way for head injuries.
Well, are you saying that if a guy is running down the field with a ball and a defensive back is going to try to tackle him, he wouldn't be able to just hit him down?
Correct. You have to grab a hold of the player. You can't just lay your shoulder into him or dive at his legs or stuff like that.
Obviously, the difference is there's equipment in football. There's really not in rugby. Thanks, Abraham. I get the sentiment, but I would never be for that. I would say, though, I do think helmets in football, people have made the argument in the past, and I know it sounds crazy. I know this sounds crazy. Take away helmets in football because they're actually used more as weapons than protection. But that's a discussion for another day. I would never be for just a no-wrap tackle in football having to count. You have these guys who are 185-pound defensive backs, and they have to tackle Derrick Henry. I mean, they can't wrap him up sometimes. They just have to get to him and try and hit him and kind of, get to the party a little bit. So either way, thanks a lot for the call, Abraham. CJ in West Seneca, what's up?
Hey, Sal. Morning, man. So, I mean, Josh obviously went, super Tecmo Bowl mode yesterday, and it was nice to have Knox have a coming-out party because they definitely needed him to – step up yesterday with, Kincaid still being kind of labored. But your caller Mike brought it up a few calls back with Taryn. I don't know if he's lost a step or if he's playing hurt or what's going on, but in your opinion, A, could it happen, and B, should they do it? can they give Hairston more of a run in the slot for like the playoff run just near the end of the season? Because I feel like you have to put your top three corners out there, and that's obviously Hairston, Benford, and Trey. Is it realistic at this part of the season to do that?
I would say no for this reason. The biggest reason for me is I would be in CJ. You hung up. I wish you would have stayed on. I get it. Again, yes, Hairston, he can play, and he's not like not physical, right? We know that he's actually a willing tackler. I'm just going to tell you something Taron Johnson told us last year. Taron Johnson said last year it took him a good 3 years to really understand that position, where he's supposed to be, the angles he's supposed to take, how the run fits. You can't ask Max Hairston to do that. At this, but he's a rookie who plays the boundary, who's really, he's good out there, and you're asking then, it's not just, you can't just think about, well, he's got the skill set, he's fast, and Taron's lost a step. It goes way, way beyond that. You're talking about a guy who would have to understand every little nuance of all the run fits with the linebackers and the D-line. Otherwise, teams would absolutely take advantage of the Bills in every situation that he was on the field like that. So I would say no. Let's go to Youssef in Buffalo. Hi, Youssef.
Sal Capaccio. How are we doing today, my brother?
That's me. You're Youssef. Go ahead, buddy. I'm good.
Yes, sir. I was actually calling about a few calls back. I heard somebody talking about how they were very disappointed with the game as a whole. I actually think that the first half, it was looking pretty ugly, but the second half, we...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Put our player in a position that he needed to play his best football, and he did, and our defense made two huge plays, and I think that's how the game should be played, and I'm very happy going forward with how the Bills were looking.
Yeah, I get it, and my biggest response to that, Youssef, is, thanks for the call, is, again, I'll say two words, it's sports. You're not going to be perfect all the time, I get it, you want them to be, and they look terrible for the first three drives, and they're getting moved on. You know what they did? They adjusted, they made plays, and they kept playing, and they kept fighting, and they made their own plays. It's sports.
I get this all the time. You never criticize the team, you homer.
Listen, I just wrote arrow up, arrow down. I did. Greg Rousseau got an arrow down. Cam Lewis got an arrow down. Taron Johnson got an arrow down. The first three drives of the game got an arrow down. There's a lot about this game that was negative. I counted 11 arrow downs that I wrote. I criticized too. But you take the whole body of work when it comes to a sporting event. You take the ebb and flow of the game, and you take how the game is played on each side of the ball affecting what you do. The Bills were getting kind of worked in their soft zone defense again against Cincinnati, and that was frustrating to see. I didn't like to see it. It was terrible. So you know what they did? Two things. Number one, they made an adjustment later, and it wound up helping them on defense. But the head coach recognized that and said, I got to be aggressive and score points here. And that was a direct result of them not having a great day on defense to start the game. And then they made their own plays. It's okay to not like what you saw. It's okay to say they got to be better here or there. They also made more plays than they didn't and beat a really good offense against a quarterback who had not lost in 8 starts with elite talent around them and scored 39 points. So I think there's a lot to be happy about today, even if you can pick apart what you want to be not happy about. You can pick that. You can do that. But overall today, it's a victory Monday, and I think you should be happy as a Bills fan for what you saw yesterday overall. At the end result, this wasn't a squeaked out a 10-9 victory when you look terrible. There were times where it just, man, that you got to be better than that. That wasn't yesterday. Yesterday wasn't, oh my God, they look terrible. I can't believe they won this game 10-9. Yesterday was, man, they got taken advantage of in a few areas by a really good offense. But overall, they did what they had to do to beat that team. That's the way I look at it. Let's go to Rob in North Tonawanda. Hi, Rob.
Good morning, Sal. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be on the complimentary side. Like, nobody's saying this about the Bills' run defense. I thought they did a great job holding the Bengals in check. I mean, you know, whatever Shaq Thompson is doing better than Terrell Bernard, he's like the unsung hero of the linebacking core. I mean, this dude is in spots where he's supposed to be. I mean, he definitely puts our linebackers in spots where they're supposed to be. And I mean, if it wasn't for him in our running game, it could have been terrible, you know, because obviously we know how Burrows and Chase are.
Yeah.
And that. And is there something that Allen doesn't do to impress us every year? Versus the 49ers game, and now a 63-yard touchdown pass. I mean, man, we're so spoiled with Josh Allen.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm glad you brought up Shaq Thompson. I have been talking a lot about him. It's been a talking point here and elsewhere about him and versus Terrell Bernard. I don't think it's anything that Terrell Bernard's not doing. I just think it's the response of Rob. Here's my take on it, okay? I think there's a couple things happening. First of all, Terrell Bernard has definitely been injured this year. He's had an ankle injury. It's not an excuse because, you know, guys are injured and they're playing through it. But I do think offenses, teams in general in the league, but especially against a team like the Bills that's built with a smaller athletic defense, offenses have gotten bigger and they've run at the Bills a little bit more, and they're taking advantage of guys like Terrell Bernard who are undersized. And the Bills, you know, that's a tough matchup for them. And now they put Shaq Thompson on the field. He's not a sideline-to-sideline guy like Terrell Bernard, but he plugs holes and goes north and south, and that's what they need right now. It's just a better fit right now, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I agree with that. I mean, you look at Terrell Bernard, don't get me wrong, he is very athletic. I think he's great in the passing game.
Yeah.
I think but when it comes to needing, you know, if we're not going to get beef on the, you know, obviously the defensive line, we could use a bigger
middle
linebacker.
Well, here's what I think could happen next year in the offseason. This is a discussion for the offseason, though, Rob, not right now. I do think there's a discussion that could be made about maybe moving Terrell Bernard to the weak side. Matt Milano's a free agent. We'll see if he's back next year. Maybe he is, maybe he isn't. If they move on from Matt Milano, I think Terrell Bernard could take that spot and be more of a sideline-to-sideline guy, and then you draft a young middle linebacker that plugs up the A-gaps and goes north and south. Or maybe you bring Shaq Thompson back for a year. Who knows? But that's the way I kind of look at that situation. 803-0550. Good calls. And we're on track again, I think, here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio hanging out with you today. We got Joe Calley, we got Owen Power, and we got you on the stream, on the app, and on the radio dial on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.